USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris arrived in Guatemala Sunday after a technical issue forced her plane to return to Maryland 30 minutes into her first attempt. Harris is touring Guatemala and Mexico as part of the Biden administration's efforts to address the surge of migration. Two suspects were arrested Sunday in connection with the road rage shooting death of a 6-year-old boy being driven to school by his mother last month. The suspects were identified as 24-year-old Erez Marcus Anthony and 23-year-old Lee Nguyen. The two were arrested at their home in Costa Mesa, California. The Food and Drug Administration is on the verge of announcing a decision, the fate of an Alzheimer's drug that could be the first treatment approved after nearly two decades of failed efforts. On Monday, the agency will rule on the drug aducanumab, which aims to slow the progression of memory and thinking problems early in the disease. If approved, it would be the first new Alzheimer's medication since 2003. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Feeds Jerky at PistolFeedsJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco Busting Hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolFeedsJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Feeds!
I made it myself. PistolFeedsJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPeteJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPeteJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPeteJerky.com and place your order today.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia says any voting rights bill must be bipartisan to work. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia says he will vote against his party on the bill passed in the House to massively overhaul U.S. election law.
The bottom line is the fundamental purpose of our democracy is the freedom of our elections. If we can't come to agreement on that, God help us. And someone's got to fight for this.
Senator Manchin tells CBS's Face the Nation he's pushing for a bipartisan agreement and believes Republicans will fight for bipartisanship as well.
We must come together on a voting rights bill in a bipartisan way. You can't divide our country further by thinking you've given leeway to one or the other. And if they think they're going to win by subverting and oppressing people from voting, they're going to lose. I'll assure you they will lose.
Manchin says he's not willing to change Senate rules to help his party push through much of President Joe Biden's agenda.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The very expensive infrastructure bill may come to a vote this week in Washington, D.C. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Democrats will proceed with preparing President Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure bill for a vote on the House floor this week with or without Republican support.
It's just a bit perplexing why the Republicans haven't moved further on critical pieces.
U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on CNN's State of the Union. The Biden administration rejected the latest offer from Republicans on Friday.
Republicans have pushed for pieces of the energy infrastructure that the president had put into the American Jobs Plan that are not in their counteroffer.
President Biden is set to negotiate with Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia for the third time. The latest offer from Republicans included over $300 billion in new spending to fix U.S. roads, bridges, broadband, and other public works. The Biden administration is asking for at least $1 trillion.
Any infrastructure bill brought forward by Biden must be backed by all Democrats and 10 Republicans, or pass through a process called reconciliation along party lines. Microsoft is planning to detail its next generation of Windows at an event later on this month. The software giant has started sending out invitations to the media for a Windows event on June 24th. The invite comes just a week after Microsoft teased a next generation of Windows announcement. Microsoft is expected to detail its next significant changes to Windows, and they will likely include a number of visual enhancements. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.